A Humboldt County anti-pollution advocacy group is saying lack of permit renewal is enabling excess pollution from a biomass plant. At a November 20th press conference, members of the Humboldt Coalition for Clean Energy described the Federal Environmental Protection Agency's response to concerns about the permitting of a cogeneration plant in Scotia. The Humboldt Sawmill Company, HSC, biomass plant permit hasn't been renewed since 2003, and there's a rule that says such permits should be renewed every 5 years. There's some bureaucratic fine print about that, and Melody Meyer, an environmental attorney for the Environmental Protection Information Center, said EPA has indicated it won't take action against the North Coast Unified Air Quality Management District, which is the permitting agency. But she said federal law on air quality permitting isn't being followed.
The manager of the EPA's Region 9 air program did an investigation, and this was in response to an inquiry regarding the status of HSC's permit. So in this investigation, EPA stated that the investigation isn't intended to be a directive towards or against the district or a prescription of change in the district's authority. So unfortunately, we knew that the EPA wasn't going to be telling the Air District to be doing anything differently in as a result of this specific investigation. However, the EPA's investigation did reveal some findings that, again, demonstrate what the Air District doing is against the law here. So first, the EPA is making a finding about the district's policy regarding expiration dates of Title V permit. And the EPA's use of the word policy is indicating that they believe the district is filling in gaps between state and federal law about how an expiration date is set for a permit. It's important to note, however, that the federal regulations do not allow state-run programs to be less stringent than what is required in those federal regulations and the Clean Air Act.
Dr. Wendy Ring, a member of the coalition, said without regular renewals of HSC's permit, pollution, especially fine particle pollution, isn't being adequately controlled.
My job here is to help you understand the link between these permit renewals that didn't happen and the air we've been breathing for the past 20 years. So what happens when a permit gets renewed is that the Air District looks at all of the relevant regulations and includes them in the permit. They create a draft. There's public comment, and then the draft is submitted to the EPA for approval. And so with this extending the permit automatically and not going through this process, a lot of those things didn't happen. So why is it a big deal? When new environmental standards are adopted, legally, facilities in the Air District have to meet them as soon as they go into effect. But practically speaking, that doesn't always happen. The permit renewal process acts as a backstop to make sure that facilities in the Air District update their rule book every 5 years. So to continue the baseball analogy, this takes place in a process where the public is free to comment and the EPA has the final word. But that's not what happened.
Also during the press conference, Andrea Armin, a public health nurse, said the county has an above-average incidence of asthma and warned that, quote, there is no safe level of particulates. Martha Walden of 350 Humboldt noted the HSC plant's age. It was built in the late 1980s and said it now, quote, emits twice as much pollution per kilowatt hour as it did when it was new. Asked for a response to the claims, Jason Davis, the Air Quality District's Permitting and Planning Division manager, said the biomass plant's permit, while not yet renewed, is valid and has been regularly updated.
EPA concurs with the district that Humboldt Sawmill Company's Title V permit is valid and that a renewal application went into effect in 2003. Since that time, there have been numerous personnel changes within the district, and the mill ownership has changed no less than 7 times. There have been several applications for equipment upgrades processed by the district, where significant modifications were necessary. These modifications were properly public noticed and reviewed by the California Air Resources Board as well as the federal EPA. There is conflicting information within the administrative record as to whether the permit was renewed during one or more of these permitting actions. What is clear is that the district updated the permit with current regulatory requirements during each of these significant modifications, and that the EPA has found no error in what the agency has done to date. The district continues to move forward with processing the renewal application and may take final action in the coming year. Final action may result in either an approval of the application or denial of the application.
Davis added that all of the regulations relevant to the biomass plant's operation have been in effect and are enforceable outside of the permit. He said the rules that govern permitting are made by the district and are approved by the EPA before they go into effect. For KMED News, this is Daniel Mintz.